1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's almost time for your phone tap. And whenever we do these, we never really know how the person on the line is going to react.
Yeah, sure. Totally.
Sometimes they get really mad with us. Sometimes they get kind of quiet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they cry.
Oh, my gosh.
At least when Brooke does it. She loves that.
I mean, a little.
Yeah.
I just like a little. I don't love it. Okay.
But, you know, occasionally the person that's being pranked is so skeptical about why we're calling that they just think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And that's what happens today when our own Jose Bolaños calls a woman demanding answers.
Oh, man, I tried to demand.
He wants answers about her family trip to the beach.
Yeah,
what?
I do.
This is serious.
It is.
And it's your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Sergeant Miller. I'm calling from the State Parks and Recreation Department. I'm looking for Heather, please.
This is Heather.
Hello, Heather. I have a question for you. Did you visit Point Beach on Saturday afternoon?
Yes.
And was your family with you?
Yes. What is this regarding?
Well, we had reports of a family that was stealing sand from the beach, and we're just trying to follow up on that report. Excuse you?
I'm sorry, stealing sand?
Yes. We have a video of your car leaving the beach at around the time that the sand theft was reported.
Okay.
I know you're laughing, ma'am, but we don't take these lightly.
I'm sorry. I'm just stealing sand? I mean, are you kidding?
Well, theft is not a joke. So stealing is stealing. And you are one of the main suspects right now. And that is why I'm on the phone with you, ma'am.
I'm so sorry, but I'm a main suspect for stealing sand.
From state property, correct. You're stealing from the state.
I'm sorry. It's a park. People go there all the time. Like, you even get sand in your shoes. Like, how is, so you're.
So are you telling me right now that you smuggled sand out in your shoes?
Sand just gets in your shoes. Sand can get everywhere.
Okay,
I'm
so.
To account for every grain of sand.
So are you saying that you did smuggle the sand, but in places you would rather not mention to me?
I mean, I did get sand in places like my shoe, and my kids got it in their shoes. And
oh, teaching them young, huh?
This has got to be a joke.
Listen, we do take this very seriously, so I need you to be honest with me, and I need you to tell me what happened that day.
Okay, yes, I can be honest with you. My family and I, we went to the beach and set up a little area to lounge around, and then we packed up our stuff and then we left. I mean, I don't know how much sand you're looking for.
Well, I'm glad you asked. We actually measured the area and we are missing about two handfuls, coincidentally, child-sized handfuls of sand.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. You just said you teaching your kids, bringing them to the beach. We're missing two handfuls of sand from children that match your children's description, and you are laughing right now.
I can't. Okay. Who is this?
Listen, I'm the city's sand sheriff. I take my job very seriously. Laugh it up. Laugh it up. Do you know how long it took me to become the sheriff of the sand, ma'am?
Ridiculous. I can't. The sand sheriff?
Correct. The sand sheriff.
That can't be a real thing.
Oh, it is. Do you realize how much sand is taken from our city's beaches every year? Who do you think regulates that?
The sand sheriff?
Correct. Thank you. Laugh all you want, but you know what? Just letting you know, the answer to the question of how much sand is stolen is...
Yeah.
I don't know. None of us do. Because of waves and other things, I mean, we definitely do not want it to become a problem in the community.
Okay.
Ma'am, can you please stop laughing?
Okay.
I am doing an investigation.
Okay, you know what? I really got to go here, but I just want to let you know that me and my family, we stole a lot of sand, like a lot. And we're gonna sell it on the black market. Okay,
you are being sarcastic, aren't you? Yeah, you want to be funny? How about I tell your employer what you just said? Angela D- from insurance?
Wait, how do you know Angela?
Because she set you up for this, you thief.
Set me up for what? I mean, I don't understand.
For this phone tap. What's up? My name's Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you right now.
Oh my gosh.
Your boss, Angela, set you up.
Oh my gosh, Angela.
Yeah, apparently she loves all the hard work you've been putting in and all the extra hours. And then you told her you took your family to the beach the other day. And that's where I come in.
Oh, I knew it couldn't be real, Sand Sheriff. I mean, come on.
Here we go again. How dare you disrespect the badge, the sand badge. I'm going to lock you up in a sandcastle.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.